Well, hello, my friend. It was good of you to call right now at this very special time. I want to tell you a story that a firefighter told me. He said, "Neil, I really enjoy my work, though at times it can be very stressful and it can be dangerous and it can be exhausting. But," he said, there are great rewards in my life when I see that I've saved people's lives or property." And he said, recently, I want to share with you this experience. On one occasion, things looked really bad for a while, this firefighting that I was doing at the time. It seemed like the fire was threatening thousands of acres at a California site. And so he and his buddies were pulling out of a very dangerous situation, and he told me that he could actually feel the heat of the flames, and he could feel the ashes falling on his exposed skin as he was sitting in the back of the truck as they sped through an opening to safety. Now, their next job, he said, was to start a fire. "Yep," he said, "I had to start another fire, which was a backfire." And he was explaining to me with great enthusiasm how that it was to contain the fire. So the firemen started a fire, and the wind did its job, the strategy worked, and the second fire joined the first fire, and the flames just burned themselves out. Fighting fire with fire works, but in regarding people, not weeds or trees, it does not work, because we can't return anger for anger or hatred with hatred, and sometimes life deals us a real hot flame. And my friend, as you well know, things that come out of people's mouth is much like the fire that comes out of the proverbial dragon. It does hurt. Maybe you've been hurt recently by something somebody has said. Well, Jesus made it very clear that we are to bless those who curse us and return a blessing to those who are being evil to us. Now, this is hard, but it works, I know. And oftentimes, if we follow the example and teachings of Jesus, our attitude toward a present difficulty and a hot situation will change. For example, the situation that you're going through right now, he's promised peace to those who will follow his way. And so a prayer would be like this: "Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus that this one receive from you right now, right where they are, an abundance of peace amid possibly a most difficult and heated situation. It may be an illness, it may be a relationship, but I pray that their reaction be cooled by your presence and your touch, and I pray grace to them in the name of Jesus." I'm glad you called, my friend. After the signal, you can talk to me if you like, as long as you wish. Again, thanks for calling. Share the number if you like, and God bless you. Goodbye.